Yael, I'm glad I'm not a plant.
Really, Don? Maybe it would be kind of nice just to be rooted in one place, swaying in the breeze, enjoying the outdoors.
Getting eaten by animals, tromped on, chopped by lawnmower blades.
Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose plant life has its pros and cons.
Yep. Plants even have to worry about other plants.
Do you mean like plants that compete for sunlight and water and nutrients and stuff?
Yes, but plants also have to compete with other plants that literally grow on them. You know those small fish that attach themselves to sharks and eat their leftovers?
Right, remoras.
Anyway, there's something equivalent in the plant world. There are some plants that are parasites. They attach themselves to the roots or stems of a host plant to siphon off nutrients.
Wow, that seems wrong.
It's just what plants do. But it can be a problem for farmers when their crops are attacked by parasitic plants. Parasitic plants are such a problem in Africa that farmers there plant their fields twice. First with plants that resist the parasites, and then, after the would-be parasites have died, with regular crops.
Are parasite plants ever good for a host plant?
Interesting question. A researcher at Harvard, Kristen Lewis, studies how plants and their parasites might communicate. For example, there's some evidence that when an insect attacks a parasite, the host plant might be called on to provide extra defensive chemicals to ward off the insect. So the parasite can actually be useful by alerting the host plant to the danger and boosting their overall defenses.
Plants working together. Inspiring.
Isn't it, though?
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Kristen Lewis at Harvard University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.